Hello, it's good to be with you again for another meditation on flow. Flow is everywhere. When time moves forward, time flows. This round of meditation has got a certain flow to it. We began by working with smile a couple weeks ago. Smiling with this moment and then the next. Working with an attitude of openness, of curiosity, of allowing. And that was followed by tip of the nose. Steadying the mind, creating some stability. And then noticing the usually not noticed. And this week, paying attention to flows of all sorts. What flows into our awareness as we allow for the next moment to be revealed. As we study the mind, what do we notice? What does the mind move toward? What does it latch onto? Or what does it discover? And is there a flow to that discovery? Can we observe the body, the emotions, the mind, our environment, thoughts, sensations, feelings, all of these components come together to create our experience. There is great value in setting the intention to become aware of our experiences. How do we receive them? What are they comprised of? Where do they lead us? This is the stuff of life, of our evolution, of growth and discovery. So what's flowing into your awareness right now? What is your environment reporting? Outside of my window, there is rain. Perhaps even the sound of the pitter-patter is in the background behind my voice. And I might take a moment to experience looking out a window onto rain. What does it sound like? What does it look like? How do I feel about rain? Perhaps becoming aware of the roof over my head keeping me dry. Just simply taking the time to be here now. And how has my experience flowed into your experience? Are you able to go with my flow? Flow with the contemplation of rain. Rain as flow itself. As cycles. Comings and goings. is rain? Water rises from the Earth's surface as a gas. It's called water vapor. It forms clouds as the temperature cools and the water condenses, turns into droplets. Droplets become larger as more water condenses onto them, and when they get too heavy to stay suspended, they fall back down to the earth as rain. And flow continues. The rainwater flows into the ground, into channels of water that form streams and rivers. They may move into lakes and eventually end up in the ocean. When the sun comes out, the surface water is warmed and evaporates again. It's a flow, it's a cycle. The rain that's falling outside of my window may have been water from a nearby lake, or even an ocean. On an average, water spends about 8 days in the atmosphere before it falls back to the earth. Flow is everywhere. It is happening all of the time, as conditions are always changing. So today we simply notice, simply paying attention on purpose, as moment flows into moment. It sounds simple, but it may not be so easy. So as we sit today, just noticing flows. Where does your attention land? Where does it move next? How does it flow within the field of awareness? Together we smile. Smile with the opportunity to be here now. Conditions allowing us to simply sit, simply breathe, simply settle. Settle into the breath. Breath comes and breath goes. We settle. invite you to allow this experience of settling to flow into noticing. What is here right now for you to notice? A thought stream? And if that's the case, can we simply notice the flow of that thought stream? Streams flow, after all. Can we not get caught up in the thoughts within that stream, but the movement of the stream itself? Or perhaps there are sensations in the body for you to discover as a happening right now, as that which flows into the field of your awareness. And if it's a particular part of the body, can the breadth of your focus flow outward, or can it expand? Sensing the entire body, perhaps its shape, the wide variety of sensations. Body's imprint on the chair or cushion beneath you. Perhaps the shape of your body. What is the quality of energy in your body? Can you move from observing to exploring and discovering, allowing new sensations to arise in the field of awareness? What are you aware of? Perhaps noticing the body is breathing. What is arising in the body here and now? Can we be curious about it? Can our curiosity flow without getting hung up or snagged? Perhaps generating a sense of wonder with whatever is happening in the body right now. The body breathing. Breathing happens all by itself. The body breathes in and breathes out. Flow is a natural part of the rhythm of the breath, which keeps us alive. Could sit completely engaged in the breath itself, the quality of the breath, the places in the body where the breath registers as the body breathing. It's the belly, the lungs, the rib cage, the tip of the nose. we sit in silence for the next many minutes, noticing flow, sounds flow in and out, sensations arise and fall away, thoughts come and go. And we simply sit observing. Observing the body, the mind, all an integral part of flow. That which flows into the moment and creates our experience. And we simply observe. In just a moment, I'll ring the bell and I invite you to flow into your day. To move gently but intentionally from meditation into what's next. Thanks for meditating.